All right, good evening, everyone. Tonight we have the great privilege to begin Hilchos Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Chaf Tes, beginning of Chilek Hei in the Mishnah Berura, it says, Sholem b'Hilchos Pesach Kodem l'Pesach Shloshim Yom. The halacha is that we begin to learn the halachos of Pesach before Pesach, 30 days before Pesach, which of course goes ahead and begins the custom to go ahead and learn the halachos of Pesach beginning on Purim. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah has this. Where does this concept come from? So the Mishnah Berurah explains because Moshe Rabbeinu taught the laws of Pesach Sheni to the people when they were still in the middle of the first Pesach. Remember again, Pesach falls out on the 15th of Nisan. If for some reason you are Tameh or Bederach Rechoka, too far away, you get Pesach Sheni, the makeup Pesach. When does Moshe tell the people about Pesach Sheni or Pesach Rishon? A month apart. So from there we see that Sholim V'darshim B'Hilchos Chag Shoshim Yom Kodem Achag. That we begin to review the halachas of a particular Yom Tiv 30 days before that Yom Tiv. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a very interesting discussion as to when this concept applies. Does it apply? So again, two schools of thought. One school of thought is it applies every Yom Tiv. Every Yom Tiv you begin to learn the halachas 30 days beforehand. But the Mishnah Berurah says a second opinion, which is no, that this is dafka din by Pesach. That since Pesach has such a voluminous amount of halachas associated with this particular Yom Tiv, therefore it's only dafka here that we begin to learn the halachas 30 days beforehand. But for the other Yomim Tovim, it's efficient just to simply start a few days beforehand in order to become familiar with the general halachas. But nevertheless, Shulchan Paskins that we begin to study Hilchos Pesach 30 days before the Yom Tov. Minog, quotes a very beautiful minog. Minog liknos chitim lechalkan la'anim l'tzorach haPesach. The halacha is we have a minog to go ahead and purchase wheat for the poor, so that the poor have the ability to go ahead and make their own matzahs. We know this custom as Ma'os Chitin. So Ma'os Chitin literally means a specific tzedakah collection to allow for the poor to be able to go ahead and have proper resources for matzah. And listen to this, we actually just had this in Daf Yomi not long ago. So the question, of course, becomes at what point in time do you become obligated to pay into the communal Ma'os Chitin fund? We had this in Daf Yomi. He says, Umi Shadar Ba'ir Yud Beis Chodesh. As soon as you have lived in the city for a period of 12 months, by definition, you become obligated to go ahead and participate in communal tzedakah initiatives and would be obligated to pay into the Ma'os Chitin fund as well. Here,